of the El Paso History Show with an El Paso History Moment. Produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission. And her story today, wow, what a coincidence. It's about how Concordia Cemetery got its start.
A walk through history. In 1840, Hugh and Juana Stevenson established a ranch and community and named it Concordia after Stevenson's hometown in Missouri. In 1854, Stevenson built San Jose de Concordia El Alto Church and Cemetery. Unfortunately, his wife Juana would be the first person to be buried in the cemetery after dying of injuries she received when gored by her pet deer in 1856. Eventually, Fort Bliss would have a post there, and in the 1880s, people from El Paso and Juarez made the three-mile trek to Concordia to bury their dead. As of today, over 60,000 people of all religions and ethnicities are eternal residents of Concordia Cemetery. This was an El Paso History Moment. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
Go online, which is what I did.
And then go to Concordia Cemetery. Today is the walkthrough history.
It's a biggie.
It's from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Gunfight, reenactments, exhibits, train rides, fun for the entire family. $5 to get in, and then lesser charges for other people.
Well, it's a donation. They keep the cemetery going by the donations you give them. So and they're all volunteers. What they do is they stand at the graves. There's about 100 of them. I think this year they got 60 or 70. Mm-hmm. But they have as many as 100 on a given year. And then people stand at the grave of that individual and take their part and explain to you who they were in life in El Paso and what was the history.
And how they died.
And how they died. And the guy does John Wesley Harden standing there, and he just falls over dead. No, he doesn't really do that. But Selman's there. Selman who killed Harden. And that reenactor guy, he was in here last weekend. That was Keith Erickson. Anyway, lots to do down there at the Concordia Cemetery. It's basically Yandell and Travis near the Spaghetti Bowl. Get over there today. And stuff going on. Let's talk about also the Historical Commission. They meet every second Monday of the month. November will be the 14th on that Monday for the meeting, 11:30, back down at the bank of Paso del Norte. Rick, you go to these things all the time.
Yeah, I understand. You told me they were talking about me. I missed the meeting Monday.
Well, that's what you do when you're a border legend like you are.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what you did. Okay, but that's going to happen down there. And it's an interesting group of people. I think they're going to be rather active this coming week, from what I heard in the news.
Lots to talk about.
We'll get to the news in a minute, Wendy, but I know you're okay in the middle of that. All right, moving on to back to the history of rock and roll in El Paso, and there's quite a bit of it. We've got four guys sitting in here. Three out of four were in El Paso history. The fourth guy. What did you do that you did not become part of El Paso history?
Are you kidding? I'm from way from here.
I know, but I mean...
Long way.
But so you're the only guy in the room that wasn't part of this.
You didn't go to Bassett?
I know, but I'm enjoying every bit of it.
He's part of it now.
I'm part of it now.
And you were Tim. Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tim Jordan. Andy Anderson.
You are Tim Jordan. I got you guys mixed. Andy Anderson.
Yeah.
But the two of you.
He's set in the wrong order, otherwise I'd be just fine.
It's your fault, of course.
It's my fault. But no, you guys are performing tonight. Tell us what you're going to do.
Oh, tonight? Yeah, we're going to do a full ARS set.
ARS being Atlanta Rhythm Section.
Sorry, we always go by ARS on the East, because then nobody can say Atlanta Rhythm Section quick enough.
But that's who you guys are going to be tonight.
Absolutely.
And
Andy was the singer for Atlanta.
Also, say next week you're going to be that too, but you just won't be here.
That's true.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. And that's going to be an interesting event. Now, let's tell us about the event tonight, Rick. We need to know who's coming to play and what is going to happen tonight, because we're talking about the Border Legends concert number 8, are we not?
This is number 8. Yeah, it's a biggie. And I tell you, I'm so excited about this year's lineup. We've got some great entertainment.
Where's it going to be?
Well, it's at the Elmida Shrine Auditorium.
Alabama Street.
On 6331.
Tell me you can't miss it.
Can't miss it. In fact, there's a big marquee up there that says Border Legends, October 15th.
Oh, it's out front now, huh?
Yeah, they got a neat new marquee up there right on Alabama. You can see it. And doors open at 3 o'clock. The first band will be the Bird Dogs, local band. They've been playing for a while. They're real popular these days. Still playing the bar scene all over El Paso. They'll be kicking it off at 4 o'clock. And that's with old Gino Forte and Bernie Carrillo, Brett Maltz, and Jay Olivas in that band. They're going to rock it. You know, it's like I said, 4 o'clock. Then we got Jay Nye and Jay Nye and,
yay,
and
Austin High School.
Austin
Jay
High School.
Another one.
Yeah. Terry Manning even played with him for a while in a group called the Wild Ones.
I remember that.
Yeah.
That was, you were the other guy.
I was in the Wild. I started the Wild Ones with
Was it Roy Moore in that?
Roy Moore.
Roy Moore was the drummer.
Jay Nye. Yep.
And who was
the Roy was the drummer.
Who was the fourth one?
We had a guy named David Woods for a while.
Okay,
who original.
When you had Paul West for a while.
There you go.
That's right. So Paul West. Thank you.
Paul Dillon was a different band.
Paul Dillon was the henchman.
The henchman,
yeah,
see?
Yeah.
This is a different
band. This was Paul West, also from Austin High School.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah, you know, playing with Jay Knight tonight will be Ben Guerrero on drums, Gary Leo on bass, and Glenn Leffler on guitar.
And wasn't Jay doing something called the Four Lawyers for a while?
The Foreclosures.
The Foreclosures. I knew it was something crazy like that. You don't like it, we're going to sue you.
That's right.
Fair enough. Yeah,
the highest paid band in El Paso.
Yeah, everyone was afraid to go
on
see
purpose.
Them.
That's right.
Let's give them money not to play. Oh, whatever.
The only band that billed by the hour.
There you go.
That's good.
Times five.
Okay, and then we have after that the Twisted Hams. This is a local band. They do mainly their own material. They'll do a couple of covers tonight.
I just have to ask.
I love Twisted Hams.
Why? How?
Come to the show, and they'll tell you all about it.
And their hams will be there.
But actually, Tim and I and Terry will be doing backup on their last song, which was going to be...
A famous song.
Yeah,
a very famous song.
I can't think of it.
I Shall Be Released.
I can't remember names. You can't remember songs.
Yeah, they sprung that on us last night. They said, we need some backup vocals for our last song. So I recruited Tim. And the Kernettes are going to do.
The Kernettes?
Yeah, the Kernettes.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yeah, that's Tim's coin of my backup vocal.
You should
group.
See the little skirts.
You weren't supposed to say anything about that, fella.
This is an X-rated event. And what's it cost to get into this thing?
It's $20.
$20
best $20 you'll ever spend.
You're talking 7 hours of music.
I know.
Is it seven?
About seven.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then you got food in there you can buy.
Yeah,
drinks,
beer, wine. You can bring your own booze.
Oh, really?
You cannot bring beer or wine. You have to buy that.
Alcohol liquor type.
But you can bring your tequila and rum, whatever you want to
do. And it's highly recommended that you do
that. Absolutely. Yeah. You'll sound so much better.
You
by
do.
The end of the
every time the bar's been open for 20 minutes, you guys are fantastic.
And there are restrooms there.
There are restrooms there.
Oh, no. See, that's where you get the money. That's $20 to get in a restroom.
And they are indoor restrooms. I mean, we're not talking outhouses.
You'd have to walk very far to get there, huh?
Flush toilets.
Anyway, in the Twisted Hams, you got Randy Russ, who is a legend in his. I mean, this guy has played with so many great bands. He played with a band called The Legend, and they were recording artists. I saw him in concert at the El Paso Coliseum. They were incredible. And but he's the lead guitar player in that group. You got Paul Hyder, Ron Lambert, Mike McPhee, and Nicole O'Leary. Two of those guys are part of our stage crew. They help us put this thing together. Mm-hmm. They take off from Eastwood High School on our Monday setup day at the Almeida, and they're just all great.
Well, take a moment and talk about your crew, because Skip Clark is right in the middle of that.
Skip Clark is just absolutely the best. He's one of our commissioners from the El Paso Historic Commission.
That's right, yeah.
And he's been my stage manager for the 8 years, and he really knows his stuff. He's a drummer as well, but he's just fun to work with. He knows what to do. Every year when we do our load-in, I just, turn it over to him. You know, him and Rod, they do the back line, and they know what they're doing.
Interesting group of people. These are volunteers.
He's a volunteer.
You feed him tacos when you can, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, he takes off the whole week. You know, he works for the electric company,
yeah.
And he's a certified electrician, but he's just phenomenal. And this is his vacation. Every year he takes the week off to help us put this show together.
You know, it's an interesting effort for so many people that you touch with this thing.
Well, we had one of our
high school reunions there because you can do that. Is anybody coming for a reunion this time?
Yeah, well, you're sitting with one of them right here with Tim Jordan.
He's you're reuniting?
Yeah, I'm the committee member of Irvine High School's 45th reunion. And I just want to welcome all of them. We have a whole bunch of folks coming from all over the United States who have graduated from Irvine. Not Austin, but Irvine.
And
we
love
Austin.
The Irvine Rabbits. They were great.
Crashers are welcome, right?
Listen, Jackson, you'd be surprised. When we'd go out on the football field at other places, they called us the Juarez Jets.
Ah.
You know, But anyway,
I just heard you call the Irvin rabbits.
Yeah, weren't they the rabbits?
That's a Terry Manning-ism.
Oh, I see. That's not from here.
It's kind of funny, though. But we ran like rabbits when we played Amarillo Paladuro.
We don't want to know what else you did like rabbits.
Yeah, yeah, we don't want to hear the other part.
Anyway, our 45th anniversary, I should say, reunion is tonight. And just want to welcome everybody out.
So that would be the class of?
1971.
33. Okay. Oh, it's a little math here.
Thank you. I could not do the math.
Math is
Thank
hard.
And Tim did inform me that the Crashers are welcome tonight.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah. The Crashers. There's a tradition at Irvin. Everybody graduated the same year, no matter what year it was, 1933
right.
or whatever. You know?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. We all have a big time. The Crashers are more fun than actually my class because there's more of them.
That sounds like a fun thing to do.
And Donna Pence was one of those, too.
Oh,
I mean,
Donna,
she was 68.
Donna graduated from Irvin.
60. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She did, yeah.
68. She was 3 years before you, and, of course, I was 68 at Sleva.
Oh, yeah. She was another one that I drooled over.
Yeah, yeah, I know. And you'll be drooling tonight, playing your bass with her.
Oh, yeah, but you're sitting behind her, so.
Hey.
Is that what you call it now, playing your bass?
Oh, don't go there. Well, we're talking, if you just joined us, you probably went, what's going on in that room? But these are a bunch of people who are musicians and organizers of the Border Legends Music
Insanity.
Festival.
Yes.
And that's tonight at the Almeida Shrine from 4 to 7. You have food services in there if you want to buy food. $20 to get in. It's a worthy thing. And
like two big dance floors, two big huge screens. We have an area in the bar where people can go in there and sit around a table. We got like 8 tables set up there, and you can still hear the music.
Easily.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
You could still hear the music, but have a nice reunion conversation with some of your cronies. So it'll be fun.
That's an interesting thing. We had our high school reunion there for whatever number it was.
Yeah.
One of those numbers. And that was a worthy thing to do because we had our party in the room. We could have our own thing going, walk out and hang out with you guys. But the thing about the Border Legends is it's a memory thing, and you don't have to dance, Rick. It's 2 dance floors, but you can go just sit there.
You can just go sit.
I'm good at that.
You can drink. You can just, you know, have a great time. You know, this whole thing about Border Legends, you know, I get a little bit, you know, melancholy. When I first started this thing, you know, I wanted to know where all these guys were. And then like you were telling earlier about the blog site that I put together.
Well, you drew them in there with that.
You know, that's what it was. And to be able to bring these guys back together, back to El Paso, and when we do this every year, it
Howard
is
Steele.
Howard Steele, one of the best, you know, engineers and producers in the country. He's made, I think, 6 of the 8. He always, I mean, that tells you the quality of what we're putting up there on
he
stage.
He can run sound, too.
He runs great sound. I mean, he's done Rita Coolidge, Barbara Streisand, Ringo, a lot of big
names.
Well,
the thing, you couldn't afford these people if you had to hire them.
No.
This is all volunteer. These musicians show up.
It's all volunteer.
It's a labor of love kind of thing.
I'll say one thing. For people who have not gone to Border Legends, you've probably heard about it, like on this show. Mm-hmm. But if you've not gone, you don't know what a professional presentation it is.
This is Terry Manning right here, by the way.
Well, thank you. Yeah. But it's like going to a real big-time network production show. It's mm-hmm. a beautiful set, great sound, which Rod is in charge of and does a wonderful job. It's the big video screens. It's really professional. And it is El Paso to the core. Everyone in El Paso should visit it at least once, and then you'll come back.
You know, there's the wife of a dear friend of us in this room, Ron Stone, whose brother was the manager of Bobby Fuller, and she has commented numerous times when she's come to our show that, you know, she said, you know, I've seen Paul McCartney and I've seen big names out there. But, you know, the people that have not ever had this experience don't realize, and thank you for saying that, Terry.
And it's your fault. It's all Rick Kearney and Rod Crosby, the two of them.
Indeed.
It's done it.
It's not about me. It's really about you guys, and it's about the passion that we all share as musicians and the love for our West Texas sounds and what we do, you know, to bring back these memories. And the magical word here is passion. We are passionate about our music. We are passionate about our friendships. We love these reunions. We love being able to sit around and talk about the old days. That's why the chains come back. That's why they're here tonight, to see the show, to hang with you guys, to hang with their friends from the high schools and everybody that used to come out and see them at Cathedral and McKelligan Canyon and stuff. It's really a great event. And I want to just tell you guys, I hear all the time, well, I've been wanting to go to that. Well, here's your chance to go to that. You know, quit talking about it. Come, because for
you'll be impressed.
$20, Almighty Shrine. It's on Alabama Street. I don't know the address, but it's up there.
6331.
6331 Alabama. Get
and,
there.
And, Rick, you need to finish the lineup real quick so we know exactly when Champagne Jam is going to play.
There you go.
And when Terry's going to play.
Well, I'm not going to give the hour because I don't want people to just show up at that hour. I want them to come early.
You have to be there at four, the group after
the Twisted Hams.
Yeah, after Twisted Hams, we've got, and this is the order that they're playing, but I'm not going to give you the times, okay? But Rod Crosby and the Intruders, another legendary band.
Course.
He is my co-producer. Rod Crosby does the back line.
Mr. And Sound.
Like Terry said, he is the sound guy. And
not
he,
to be missed,
And
Rod.
He does a good job. He really is just great. Rod Crosby, Rick Benitez on drums, Ed Clore on bass, Paul Dillon on lead guitar. And then guest performers tonight with them will be Skip Clark, Tim Jordan, myself, Terry Manning, and Dalton Powell.
What a crew.
So we're going to have a blast up there. The next group is Andy Anderson and Champagne Jam. What can I say, folks? Last night at the sound check, they rocked the place. It is an incredible group. I see why groups like, you know, the Allman Brothers, you know, if they go and travel with them, I could understand why they would, because they are that good. They are incredible.
All this for $20?
All this for $20. Jeez. I think next year I'm going to raise it to $100 because that's what it's worth.
Well, then you'll have three people.
Better go this year.
Hey, Rick, could I interject something there?
You bet.
When Andy and me started together, Andy heard us play, but we picked up some really good players that were local. And now they're not from El Paso, but they were Metro Atlanta guys, but they're North Georgia mostly.
Right.
Southern boys that play wild-eyed Southern boy rock. And we got two guitar players. One's 19, one's 21. These two guys are phenomenal. You guys got to come out and hear these two kids.
They are.
They're fabulous. We got Jacob Stephen Parker. He was from Calhoun, Georgia. And then we got Bailey Townsend, who was actually, by rumor if nothing else, named after Barry Bailey of the Atlanta Rhythm Section. And it's really ironic that now he's playing Barry Bailey's music. And this kid's good. He can play.
And Barry actually talked to him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Andy got him on the phone.
Yeah.
Going to be an interesting night. Be there, be square. We got to take a break here, come back in a minute and talk more about this. But there's some trivia things we need to do. Are you ready for trivia? Wendy Polk is in here, and Melissa Sargent is out on the range. So thank you for being here, by the way.
I'm happy to be here, and I want to let you all know what the next trivia question is.
What is it?
So Rick Kern manages this band called P.T. and the Cruisers. Who is P.T.?
Aha!
No hands.
Okay.
That is question number one.
Question number two.
Who is the drummer for P.T. and the Cruisers?
All right. Who is P.T. and who is the drummer for P.T. and the Cruisers?
Those are the questions.
Pick one. Those are the questions. What do you get? You get your DVDs. We got one more Pepe certificate.
Okay.
And we're out of McGoffin tickets, but that's the way that goes. So
well,
there.
That's good.
All right. They can win this easily by calling us on a telephone.
Call us at 915-544-5876, 544-KTSM.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-788-0662 now. That's 800-788-0662 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-788-0662 to learn more. 800-788-0662. That's 800-788-0662. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-836-8244. 800-836-8244. 800-836-8244.
Bring home the fun.
Play casino games on your PC.
These are the same games you play at the casino.
But you can play them at home.
To get you started, here's an offer that'll save you 40% off your entire order.
Go to Phantom EFX. Choose your games and enter promo code iHeart at checkout.
PhantomEFX.com. Promo code iHeart at checkout.
Play casino games at home.
And save 40% at PhantomEFX.com. Promo code iHeart.
Power Punch Signs and Printing is your El Paso-based sign and printing company. We offer a variety of sign solutions for your business. So whether you're a startup, moving locations, or you just need to reface your sign, Power Punch Signs and Printing can help you with your electric signs, channel letters, and pole signs. Your sign is your image to El Paso. We can help make it look stunning. Call now and receive 10% off your custom sign. Power Punch Signs and Printing. Signs, banners, commercial printing. 875-1489. PowerPunchPrinting.com. 875-1489.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
Jackson here. Melissa's assigned herself to the cemetery for the day. She'll be back. Don't worry about it. She's feeling well.
So Wendy is filling in
Wendy's
for Melissa.
Wendy's here. Wendy Polk, related closely to that anchorman on KVIA.
Only by marriage. Well,
yeah. By mother in that case. Well, see, I said the wrong answer.
Confused the hell out of me.
Yeah, I really did. All right, back to... Good morning. Hi, this is the radio show. Did I need to tell you, coming here next week, October 22nd, we have Mayor Maya Sanchez from San Elizario. Huh. She's our guest to discuss how San Elizario promotes its history. A lot going on in the valley there. Concordia Cemetery next week. They're back again because they have another major event. It's the Day of the Dead, November 1st. Right. So they're coming in next week to talk about it. Studio guests of Colette Manis, Concordia Heritage Association Chair, Heather Shade, Dean Tarango of Paso del Norte Paranormal, and all kinds of people come in and talk about the Day of the Dead. Now, let's ask the guy from other coast.
Okay.
You ever heard of the Day of the Dead?
Day of the Dead?
No.
Do you have any idea what we're talking about?
Well, how about Dia de los Muertos?
I mean, I've had some dead audiences before, but I don't know exactly what you mean.
Well, this is different. You think Concordia Heritage, where you walk through history and stand on a guy's grave and tell him what the guy did in El Paso?
Oh, wow.
You think that's interesting?
Yeah,
well, that's today.
Oh, okay.
Next week, the Day of the Dead. Do you think happens there? 2 weeks. What do you think happens then? Okay, here's a guy from out of town. Let's explain to him what happened. What happens is you go and honor the dead.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and it's Halloween is a spooky thing, but that's All Souls Day in the Catholic world. But the Day of the Dead is actually a reverent moment to talk about that person's life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's really pretty cool.
Yeah.
But the Day of the Dead at Concordia, they're getting 8,000 people coming out there.
Wow.
That's a lot of. By the way, on hold, we have Robert and nobody else call. 544-5876. We got questions to ask you in a minute, Robert.
Trivia?
I'll come into that in a second. Okay. But I just want to get that Day of the Dead thing going there. All right. Back to this list here. October 29th, we're talking about Mount Cristo Rey. What's the history there? Ruben Escandone. Hour two, Dr. Cameron Seffeld is in the studio to describe the 1800s activities of James Wiley McGoffin. His son Joseph was the guy who was mayor.
Yeah.
What did Dad do? OMG. Will you hear those stories? November 5th, the Women's Club of El Paso, their clubhouse turns 100. We're having their special event. Mary Raley's coming in. She's the president. There's a new video out. Guess who produced it? Well, guess who's on it? Just take a guess.
The Women's Club?
The Women's Club is the star. Jackson Polk produced it.
Okay.
And Melissa Sargent is the host for the program.
Okay.
And we're going to debut that 100th anniversary video. That's going to happen on November the 9th. She's in the studio on the 5th to talk about that. Hour 2, Bernie Sargent talking about County Historical Commission. A lot of stuff going on there, so a lot of commission work. All right, Robert, you're the only guy. You're the guy, Robert, on the radio. Good morning.
Are there any girls calling, or I'm the only guy?
Well, you're the, there's nobody but you, sir. So you're it.
You're the listener.
Well, should we give him all three questions? Well, let's see what happens with question number one. You ready?
Question number one. In the band that Rick Kern manages called P.T. and the Cruisers, who is P.T.?
I believe it's Patty Castellano.
There you go. You won. Yeah. You just won something.
Well, okay.
Take either Pepe's or take a pick of the DVDs.
I'll take Pepe's gift certificate.
Pepe's gift certificate.
All righty then. And
what else you got? You got another question?
Give him another question.
What the heck?
Okay, you ready for question number two? Who is the drummer with PT and the Cruisers?
I'm not sure on this one, but I'll take a guess at Gary Hollis.
Not quite, but we thank you for trying.
He was a guitar player.
He's already a winner, though.
He is a winner.
You got close. So thank you for playing. Evelyn, get on the phone here and tell you how to pick up that Pepe stuff. Any other questions or thoughts? See you tonight.
No.
Thanks a lot. Okay, he's on hold here.
Okay. Who's next?
And now, on ABC 7 tonight, City Manager on ABC 7 Extra, Tommy Gonzalez and City Attorney Sylvia Barunda Firth will be the guests. They'll be discussing the downtown arena, what it will take to build the biggest project of the 2012 Quality of Life Bond, and they'll discuss how the city plans to acquire property, negotiations with current property owners, their relocation, and the potential use of eminent domain.
ABC 7 Extra is live and interactive. You can send in your comment or question via email, Facebook, Twitter, or just give them a call. Host Stephanie Guadian tomorrow night, Sunday, 10:35, only on ABC 7.
That worked out pretty well. We got a promo on their air, and they have a promo on our air.
I like that with the music. How come we never do that when I'm co-hosting?
It just started today.
That is cool. I like that.
Well, you get to come back someday. We'll play that ABC music for you just by yourself.
Cool,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick Kern can be so important. Yeah. That music behind you.
I love that.
But they also are doing a very nice promo for us. It's 6 a.m. and at 8 a.m. on KBIA. So there you go. All right, we're going to take a break here, come back. We're a little bit long in the business here. Come back and tell you more adventures going on. And, Sergio, which break is this? Do I need to do this break? All right, let's do this break.
Okay.
Call us up or?
915-544-5876, 544-KTSM.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. EPHistory.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use the promo code IHEART. That's 800-480-1941 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code IHEART.
Question. You can't drive your car without your keys, right? Wouldn't run a marathon without shoes either? Of course not. So why would you want to shave without first preparing your skin in the best way possible? With Shave Secret, it's the preparation, not the blade, that'll give you that clean, close, comfortable shave. Use 4 to 5 drops of Shave Secret in a wet palm and massage in, and the razor glides over skin. Shave Secret helps prevent nicks, cuts, ingrown hairs, bumps, and more for men and women of all ethnic backgrounds. Shave Secret is a terrific conditioner, moisturizer, great for travel, and is economical. You need a parachute if you skydive, right? So check out our 5-star reviews that are sort of like your safety chute. Remember, it's the preparation, not the blade, that's key for a good, close, comfortable shave. Shave Secret, for the best shave ever. Available at HEB, Walmart Supercenters, Navy and Marine Corps Exchanges, Amazon.com, and ShaveSecret.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson, paid by open jar.
Attention, this is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation, even if you haven't experienced any injury at this time. IVC filters have been considered an accident waiting to happen by many. Call the IVC helpline now at 800-216-HURT for a free consultation with an experienced attorney. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, internal bleeding, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys are ready to fight for you. You pay no fees unless your case is settled, but time is limited to make a claim. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has an IVC filter implanted, call the IVC helpline now. Operators are standing by 24/7 to take your call at 800-216-HURT. 800-216-HURT. That's 800-216-HURT.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, this week only in El Paso, Inc.
Big moves in local banking as Chase Bank may leave the Chase Building. And Capital Bank opens and closes branches.
Also in the El Paso, Inc., funding is finally set for the new Franklin Mountain State Park Visitor Center, thanks to the feds.
So what would stay and what would go on the spot where the city wants to build that new arena?
That one's hot. Okay, coming up, also, what is Topgolf and what and why does it want to come to El Paso?
El Paso, Inc. is online at elpasoinc.com and available for home and business delivery. Call El Paso, Inc. at 534-4422 to subscribe.
Celebration of the Mountains, by the way. Don't forget Celebration of the Mountains going on now. There are things all over the place. Yep. Go to the website. The easiest way is to Google it.
Yeah.
Celebration of the Mountains. And that's another thing you guys don't probably understand on the other coast. We have a set of mountains around here. No, we got a tourist here. Let's let's see what he thinks about this. We have a tourist here. So what do you think about the fact that we have a celebration that goes on for months? Hikes 4 or 5 times a weekend, different hikes, different mountains. They're all published. They're all ready to go. They're run by people who know the hiking, and you can go anywhere around here, and it's called Celebration of Our Mountains. Do you have anything like that?
No. It sounds tiring.
It is tiring. But as a matter of fact, if you want to go out and get some exercise, it's a great way to do it. You look at the mountain of the Franklins, right? You've seen the mountain, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Think about walking up and down the top of that thing.
No.
Yeah. But that's what people do. And for you, I'll make it easy. You want to make it easy?
Right.
An easy walk on top of the mountain? Take the tramway up, walk around a little bit, take the tramway down.
Yeah, we have a tough time walking to the mailbox.
Okay, in that case, don't go. Everybody else, go to Celebration of the Mountains. It's a fun thing to do here. All right, moving back to the history. Tim, what is the history that we need to know from your perspective?
The great rock and roll that's come out of this town. It's incredible. It's incredible. People don't realize how many great folks are running around here that you would never know what they do if you didn't know what they did, you know? I mean, these guys are great.
Come tonight and find out the legends will be there because they are the legends from the border.
Right. And I wanted to kind of mention the last guys in Champaign Jam real quick, Lee Shaley and Peter Randall Irons from Atlanta. Both of them are polished musicians that we're just happy to have, and I wanted to mention them because I hadn't, but these guys are all great musicians. They're not from El Paso, but
they wish
I picked them. So, and Andy approved them, so we're good.
Yeah. And they'll be there tonight.
Now, you know, I've got to mention a couple other groups here that are going to be playing. We've talked about Donna Pence a little bit, you know, earlier with you, Tim. And Donna and I had a band in 1968 called The Sacred Mushroom. We were the only psychedelic band in El Paso. And
you're still here to talk about it.
We're still here to talk about it. And tonight we'll be doing a couple of her signature songs. We did a lot of stuff like Jerry Garcia back in those days, and Jefferson Airplane, yeah, and stuff like that. But you know, a lot of fun music.
Is there a White Rabbit in there somewhere?
White Rabbit, we'll be doing that second. Yeah. But and we got Tim on bass, and then Glenn Leffler on guitar, and Lee Shaley, their keyboard player, will be joining us, and so it's going to be a lot of fun. And then Terry Manning's group, you know, he's got the Memphis Soul and Rockabilly Review, and actually he had talked earlier about not having his complete band. He called me, he says, Rick, I need a drummer, I need a guitar player, I need a tenor sax player, I need a trumpet player. I said, damn, you know, who are you bringing, Terry?
What else do you need?
Just Terry. I built the whole band around him tonight, but it's going to be really, really good. These are some of the best players in the Southwest and in the country.
What's great is it makes it an El Paso meets Memphis experience.
Exactly. You do have the best horn section around. I mean, those two guys are cream of the crop. And Frank Zona and Dwight Getz out of Las Cruces, and Eric Bozeman on drums. This is the guy that Michael Jackson had asked to play drums on the This Is It tour before Michael died. So, and you know, he could have gotten anybody in the world to play with him, but he chose Eric Bozeman.
And he's with us tonight.
He's playing with Terry Manning tonight. So, folks, this is the quality of what we talk about when we say this is a great show. The last band, you know, saved the best.
And Leo, my bass player.
And Leo, of course, he's a session player, has played with everybody and plays with Terry all the time. We'll be playing bass. Route 66, this is Angelo Moriello's band. You know, we're all good buddies from the Austin days and everything. Angelo will be... He's the drummer, leader of the group.
Well, he hangs out with the Austin people. You need to know that.
My wife's an Austin, you know, a Panther.
Okay. Angelo shows up at all of our stuff.
Yeah. As am I. Panthers. Yeah. Go Panthers.
And occasionally we invite him. You know.
Hey, look at the
I get to go to their parties and everything. You know, Sharon and I have been adopted by them, so that they have their little committee, and they have a lot of fun. But anyway, Angelo on drums, and lead singer Alex Estrada. He'll be playing the bass. Greg Reed on guitar. Matt Sistrunk on sax, and Dan Swamberg on guitar, and then I'll be guest appearing with them some tonight too on a few
some
other
quality
songs.
Musicians going down there. This is the Border Legends tonight at the Shrine on Alabama.
Yeah,
I think what's cool about it, these aren't just a couple of guys and a guitar. I mean, you got horn sections, you got multiple drummers. These are big productions.
These are very
serious
good
music. Yeah, serious production. Music.
Well, and it's
very
professional. It's the historical people and music that we grew up in high mm-hmm. school.
That's right.
Which is kind of bizarre. Like, we're no longer in high school.
That's right.
And you know what the difference is? Our credit cards now. Wow, we got credit cards. Back in high school, we had no money.
We loved
the music. Things have changed.
Over to Juarez.
Say that. Some other things to tell you about. If you went to www.terrymanning.com, you'd find this picture.
I bet you.
Yes.
This picture.
Hold it up.
Terry, what is this picture? Can show it up on the radio here.
Yeah, everyone on the radio, look at this gorgeous photograph.
What it is an exhibit by Terry Manning. Oh, and a musical accompaniment from somebody's cell phone that just went off. But this is scientific evidence of life on Earth during two millennia. A photographic expedition by Terry Manning. It's open now through November 23rd at the third floor of the UTEP Library.
That's good.
And I want to take this important moment, everyone listen carefully, to invite all of El Paso, every single person, and everyone listening online all over the world, to the opening reception party. It will be Tuesday afternoon, late afternoon, 4:30 to 7 at the UTEP Library, third floor. Cool. And we'll have food, drinks. It's absolutely free. The photographs are there for your viewing pleasure. If you hate them, if you like, go ahead. That's fine.
We'll come drink your stuff.
And everybody come eat and drink for free. It's going to be a fun party.
4:30?
4:30, starting at 4:30.
And we'll go
until, I'll say 4:30 until, because it's liable to get wild. I'll bring the lampshades.
Oh, those academics can really party up there.
Yeah, you know how university parties are.
Okay, but that's the thing you got going on. We just should mention
this next Tuesday, the 18th. Everyone invited.
All right, should we take a break a little bit early here? I think that might be a good idea because they have too many commercials on this station, so we'll just get rid of them in a minute. Should we do that? Okay. Call us up, Miss Wendy Polk. What's the number?
915-544-KTSM.
Hey, guys. With fall sports kicking in, are you looking to trim up, maybe lose some of that fat, and feel more energized and motivated? If so, ProGene is conducting a national study on the impact of testosterone and will pay you to participate. Go to ProGene22.com to see if you qualify. Here, you can find out your testosterone levels for free while getting paid to do something about it. ProGene, a leading testosterone brand found nationwide at GNC, Rite Aid, and others, is sponsoring this research and will pay you to be in the largest survey of men's levels in the country. It's an easy program you can do from home. The clinical-grade tests are painless and confidential, and everything is shipped to you for free. So if you want to make a difference in your life and would like to find out your levels for free, then go to ProGene22.com now. That's the word Pro, G-E-N-E, 22.com. ProGene22.com. Enroll today before this study is closed at ProGene22.com.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-900-3213. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-900-3213. That's 1-800-900-3213. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-900-3213.
If your child has ADHD, dyslexia, high-functioning autism, or is experiencing frustration due to a neurological process disorder, Bridges Academy is still enrolling students for the 2016-2017 school year. Bridges is the only specialized school in the immediate Southwest that offers grades 1 through 9 with teachers who are specially trained to teach the way your child learns. Fuller part-time enrollment is available. Call 915-532-6647 or go to bridgesacademy.org.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
Da-da-dum.
And that's all we know.
Too many words.
Well, and the words go on for a whole long time. But, you know, actually, that record is 4 minutes and 59 seconds. Good I can Lord. Tell you specifically, because we used to use it when we needed a bathroom.
Go to the bathroom. Yeah. Right, yeah.
I was on K-Hay when I was 18 years old. I was a disc jockey on 690 when it was K-Hay.
Wow.
And I had to go run records out at the transmitter, and you're the only guy there. So if you're going to take a break, you're going to be the breaker that gets taken or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Be careful with that one. So, but life goes on. We're talking Border Legends tonight. And also, I want to shout out to one of our sponsors who is a non-sponsor. God bless this guy. Ray Baca, Monterey Asset Management. He supports the show. He sends us a check. He says, I don't need a commercial.
That's great.
But you know what? He's in a commercial. You've seen this commercial. You've seen the commercial for the cleaners.
Oh, Supreme Laundry.
There's,
oh,
yeah. There's three Supreme. Generations of guys.
Yeah.
The guy coming in saying, oh, thank you for my shirts. That's Ray.
Yeah, I'll be darned.
Yeah, hey, so Ray. When you see that That's commercial, him. Think Ray Baca. Yeah. Say, hey, thank you, Ray. All right, well, you had an announcement there.
We wanted to mention that next Sunday, which is October 23rd, you can tour Isleta High School. And the reason you should tour Isleta High School is because it is another Trost property. So next Sunday, October 23rd, the doors open at 12:45, and then there's a program beginning at 1 o'clock, about 2:30. You get to tour the building. And this is a program put on by the Historical District down in Isleta ISD, the Retired Teachers Historical Commission. Cool thing, there are more Trost properties in El Paso than we know.
And who are you exactly? You're the editor of El Paso Inc.
I am the editor of El Paso Inc.
Thank you for being here.
Well, I'm happy to be here today.
But Melissa will be back next week.
She will be back, and she's not here today because right now she's out at Concordia Cemetery.
Doing her thing.
Which opened at 11 for the Walk Through History. They'll be open till 3 o'clock with Gunfighters, Exhibits, Train Rides. That sounds like fun.
It's on tires. There's no track. It's a train from the Bowen Ranch.
It's a little bitty train.
Well, it's tires. It's a bunch of go-karts pulled together. I don't know what it is.
But there's mostly people dressed up as formerly dead people.
Right.
Dead people.
That's the unusual thing about Concordia is because you go out to Concordia and there's a guy standing on his own grave.
Telling you his story.
Well, and normally you wouldn't think that's a good idea, but there's dozens of them, so it's okay.
Can I say something about Concordia and the Trost building?
Please do.
Two different things.
Yes, sir.
I lived here and then moved away and had not been back for years. Mm-hmm. And I brought my bass player and friend Leo Valvasori, who lives in Toronto, plays all over the world. And I took him downtown yesterday. And he immediately says, what are these buildings?
Really?
Look at this. People in El Paso have to realize what you have here.
Yeah.
It's an incredible history, and it's architecture. Mm-hmm. It's music. It's this amazing history of the Far West. And
wow.
It's something you thanks to Jackson and people like you, you just don't realize sometimes. You've got to come from outside El Paso sometimes.
Well, I tell you this is an advantage because I lived out of El Paso for 27 years. I'm a local. I was born here, grew up here.
Same for me.
But so when you come back, you do have a different appreciation.
You realize.
It's like looking at a jewel, and you only saw one side when you were a kid. You come back, and you can spin that jewel and see all the facets of our history.
Those buildings are incredible.
Well, I've got to tell you.
Concordia, if you've not been to Concordia, go. Mm-hmm. It is incredible.
The history's everywhere, but you got to also understand who the people are. The people here are indigenous people. They're Mexicans. They're Spaniards. They're Anglos that showed up from
Natives.
The East. And like the indigenous people. But that whole mix here does very well on the border.
Yes, we do.
Because we've learned to figure out how to work with people on the other side of the border.
We had to. The
world could learn from El Paso.
Well, the thing is, when I was a kid, I mean, there was just a line and a guy with a badge and you had to talk to him. But otherwise, that was just another neighborhood to go shopping in Juarez. Now it's a big deal. But so there's a major difference, Terry. You're right. Terry Manning's in here. And we appreciate what you do. You brought your music back to El Paso because you're doing the Border Legends tonight.
Doing the Border Legends, I moved to Memphis from here and was very, very fortunate to get into a company called Stax Records, STAX. If you don't know it, you should. Otis Redding, Isaac Hayes, the Staple Singers, Albert King, Sam and Dave. It goes on and on and on.
So that's been your career since
that was my career, and I'm bringing that back, some of that rockabilly, which was from Memphis. Rockabilly is an interesting thing I'll talk about briefly. It's sort of a fusion of country music, early country hill music, a fusion of early rock and roll. It started rock and roll. And the name, legend has that the name rockabilly came. There was a group called the Memphis Rock and Roll Trio, which had a guy named Dorsey Burnett and his brother Johnny Burnett and a guy named Paul Burleson on guitar. Three guys. They went to New York and won the Ted Mack Amateur Hour and had hit records. And then later, Dorsey Burnett had She's 16, She's Beautiful, and She's Mine. Yeah. You know, a great hit record. But their son, Johnny Burnett's sons, were Rocky and Billy.
Oh. So
Rocky, now we get it.
The legend is that Rockabilly came from his two sons.
Oh, I was wondering about that. Okay, well,
and they were all from Memphis, but I'm bringing that back to the real home center of everything.
Tonight. Okay, we're about out of here, guys. This is it for today. Thank you guys for coming in here. Rick Kern, you're going to be there?
Yeah, I'm going to be there, and I wanted to throw out real quick, your son is just the greatest. He's doing our videography work tonight. Andrew Polk from KVIA. Thank you, Andrew. You're the best, man, and come, El Paso. We need you there tonight. Support this great show.
Thank you, Melissa, wherever you are.
Elmida Shrine. You guys are actually playing on the mountain.
Yep. Yes, yes.
You're up at Elmida Shrine.
Yep. Yeah.
So you're looking out over El Paso.
We'll be almost a mile high.
What cell phones don't work very good up there.
Well, we don't care. We're going to listen to the music. Also, Tim Jordan and Andy Anderson, thank you guys for coming in. We'll see you tonight up there.
Thank you so much.
And this has been a hoot, Terry, as always. We'll have to get another picture on Facebook together.
All right. Yes. Yeah. I love that.
Wendy Polk, thanks for being here. It's an interesting day here. We've got about another 30 seconds, Rick. Give a wrap-up quick on who's going to be there tonight, why they should come.
Bird Dogs, J&I Band, Twisted Hams, Rod Crosby, and the Intruders, Andy Anderson. Anderson and Champagne Jam, Sacred Mushroom, Terry Manning and the Memphis Soul, and Rockabilly Review, Route 66. Doors open at 3, first show at 4 o'clock, $20, 6331 Alabama.
And you can buy beer, have something to eat up there.
You bet.
You'd be having a good time all evening, and so be there or be square. Wendy, again, thank you for coming in. Next week you'll be back at the Ink Controls, I take it?
Yep, I'll be listening next week.
Good for you. And Evelyn Casara, thank you very much in the control room for being there. And as always, the man with the electrons, Sergio Valenzuela. I like to do that like I'm announcing soccer. Goal for Sergio. Thank you very much, Anir.
And ready to rumble.
The rest of El Paso. Tonight, the Border Legends and also out of Concordia. Right now, from now till about 3. Everybody else, we'll see you next week on the El Paso History Radio Show. EPHistory.com to go get some details here. Rick.
Thank you all.
Next
Love
week.
You, El Paso.
Take care. Thank you, Wendy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.
Hi, everybody. On Thursday, I traveled to Pittsburgh for the White House Frontiers Conference, where some of America's leading minds came together to talk about how we can empower our people through science to lead our communities, our country, and our world into tomorrow. Plus, we had some fun. I had a chance to fly a space flight simulator where I docked a capsule on the International Space Station. I met a young man who'd been paralyzed for more than a decade, but thanks to breakthrough brain implants, today, he can not only move a prosthetic arm, but actually feel with the fingers. It's awe-inspiring stuff, and it shows how investing in science and technology spurs our country towards new jobs and new industries, new discoveries that improve and save lives. That's always been our country's